And all right,
shut up. I'll take this one.
Shut up, sir.
Uncle Owen.
Yeah?
It's R2 unit has a bad motivator. Look.
Hey, what are you trying to push on us?
Rhyme.
And treason.
Be the number one motivators. Ghetto mentality and innovators. Baiters. Some of y'all may really hate us, but we won't be sore. All we want to do is rock.
We be the crew that possessed it, a wicked instrumental, damaging your mental, from here to Sacramento. This here groove was made for vintage freestyling, feeling like I'm chilling on a Caribbean island. Rugged raw material is what we bring forth, a Tribe Called Quest, we representing up north. When Scott the Sega in the back, acting all silly, kicking freestyle rap, rolling up Philly.
It's the four-man fiasco, in charge like Roscoe. Now you get the picture like Picasso. We make it happen when these niggas start rapping. Who this captain? Stick out your hand, you get no napping. I got the razor, got the fife, I got the shy heat. Now all you shorties move your ass while you puff weed. Blessing fans with autographs in my past, while other rappers get gassed, they be defeating the task.
Yo, if I ruled the world, it wouldn't be that gas shit. Niggas will mix it like swirl, cause half of you G's ain't nothing but girl scouts. And I'ma show you what it's all about. Oh yeah, that's what you say when my love's in your mouth. Without a doubt, I cut MCs like the cord, cause I does more than that MC from the Lord. While you be frogging like Budweiser, and rapping is what you slacking in. I'm knocking MCs out of action like abstinence. Rockin' since, kiss my dick, was kicking at peace buzz. Cause you might be on drugs.
We be the number one motivators, ghetto mentality and innovators. Some of y'all may really hate us, but we won't be so. All we wanna do is rock the floor.
To all my people across the state who sit back and contemplate, motivate, motivate. To all my people across the land who get their feet stuck in sand, motivate, motivate y'all.
Hey yo, I stay with something new, but not granddaddy, IU. Stay tuned, live from the LBQ. Where yo, it's Dexter St. John, swinging on your fly. You know how I get down like Heather B with them Glocks. I came to lead my team to victory like Hayton Fox. Cause heads ain't ready for the Willie I got, you know what I mean, Slim? I does my thing like Ben Grimm. Leave a crew to say the black and blue like Rakim. And if you don't know, you better act another. It's like 192 when we rolling D cover. So don't shut down on the razor. Cause in the 9 Live, we stepping through hotter than the Trailblazers. And in Queens, I'll be your legend like Richard Dean. Son, I got a team. Now Hakeem couldn't dream. Why you be saying you're selling? Queens keep it live. Who the hell you telling?
You can't front on the tribe.
Let me tell you why I be the top dog of the industry.
Why's that?
Because all these so-called mutts are not seeing me. They too busy eating cycles 1, 2, and 3. They can't see. I left me down with fucking Droopy D. My style is deadly. Word born, act like you fucking know. Been writing rhymes ever since Ray Parker sang with radio. Your style is played out like a 2-tone down goose. You couldn't converse if you had fucking react juice. So hold your corner as I start to bless this mic in here. I'm eating through your crew like Stephen King's Langoliers. Chop out my seeds, word to God, I'm gonna hurt you.
Will y'all follow?
Will Laura fuck Urkel? Never. Here comes the funk, smell the aroma. Kid, my shit's the bomb, ask my beeps in Oklahoma.
To all my people's gonna stay, who sit back and contemplate, motivate, 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 y'all. To all my people's gonna sit here, who be stuck in quicksand, motivate, motivate, y'all. To all my people's everywhere, throw your mitts in the air, motivate, 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 motivate. They do nothing for your front and get involved and do something, motivate, 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 motivate.
Should have admitted before. We were just victims of a half-hearted love. So why should we try anymore? The vows that we make are
Episode 132 coming at you, Rhyme and Treason Radio. DJ Gower, DJ Matador, got Gower on the phone line.
Yay, yay!
What's going on?
What's up, world? DJ Gower in the motherfucking phone lines, bitches.
Yeah, so the motivation's lacking at this point. That's what this episode's about.
Yeah, the lack of motivation to drive the hour and a half to 2 hours to see each other to record this live in person.
Yep, next month, goddammit, we're doing it. But anyway,
making that shit happen.
What you just heard, Tribe Called Quest, Motivators.
A motivate. You know what my motivation is right now, y'all? This Boddington's Pub Ale that I'm drinking.
I got some Drake's IPA.
Oh, also a quality choice.
It's on sale at Safeway. Oh, yeah.
I know all you craft beer snobs out there are going to be like, but you guys should be drinking blah, blah, blah. And, oh, if you like that, then drink this. You know what, bro? Fuck you. I drink what I want because I like how it tastes.
Nice. In the background, we got some Hank Sr. going into some Hank 3.
Yeah.
And, yeah. You'll hear some badass shit.
Nothing says motivation like some depressing cowboy music.
That's right. But at this point, we got to get motivated to do shit. And all. Hopefully this podcast will motivate you to clean your house or do some shit. That's my goal with the episode.
Yeah, we're like the Tony Robbins of podcasting.
That's right. By our
big old fucking banana hands and shit.
So what's new, DJ Gower? How you been?
Oh, you know, living the dream. Dreaming to live.
How's the family?
Another day in a fucking domesticated nightmare.
I got a dog. That was my...
I know. You're all joining the domesticated nightmare yourself.
He destroyed my Star Wars
like married. I got a dog and shit. Like, look at us. We're getting fucking old.
I know.
We've been doing this shit too long.
Yep, 7 years, bringing it to ya. Rhyme and treason. We don't fuck around.
God damn right. Can't stop, won't stop, don't stop.
That's right. So anyway, coming up, little NoFX, 60%. I don't even know if we're giving it 60%. <It's funny. laughs> Shit.
The motivation was simply to make the show, not to make it a good show.
Hanging out is the motivation. Partying down together, which is a rare
thing. Yeah, fuck everything else. Fuck our listeners. We just want to hang out. Get wasted.
That's true.
Make more podcasts that piss people off because we told them to fuck off.
And some Blank 77, Nobody Cares.
Have you ever heard of the Blank 77s? Exactly.
But nobody cares about this podcast either. It's mainly for us. Paying my $10 a month to the Bean. Thought I'd put something out. Here we go. Rhyme.
And motivational treason.
I love my wife and I raise my son. Best I can. Better than some. I just found out the other day. I got another little one that's on the way. I took a new job down at the factory. Don't pay much, but at least we can eat. I roll up a smoke and I make a new plan. These are the struggles of a working man. Went down to the river just the other day. Got down on my knees and began to pray. I said, Lord, please won't you understand. Struggles of this working man. These are the struggles of a working man. Which means we make more.
The thing is, Bob, it's not that I'm lazy. It's that I just don't care.
Don't care?
It's a problem of motivation, all right? Now, if I work my ass off and Inditex ships a few extra units, I don't see another dime. So where's the motivation? Now, here's something else, Bob. I have 8 different bosses right now.
Beg your pardon?
8 bosses.
8?
8, Bob. So that means that when I make a mistake, I have 8 different people coming by to tell me about it. That's my only real motivation, is not to be hassled. That and the fear of losing my job. But you know, Bob, that'll only make someone work just hard enough not to get fired.
Fear. Fear's a powerful thing. I mean, it's got a lot of firepower. If you can figure out a way to wrestle that fear, to push you from behind rather than stand in front of you, that's very powerful. I always felt that I had to work harder than the next guy just to do as well as the next guy. And to do better than the next guy, I had to just kill. And, you know, to a certain extent, that's still with me and how I work. You know, I just go in.
Sitting about 100 stories up, like what the fuck? I'm just looking at it all. Looking like a villain laying low. Nothing I can do but pack it all up. I'm a goner, but shit, I feel the love. Spotlight on me and I'm feeling so red tonight. Acting a fool and feeling alive. I'm fucking flawless like I live in a vault. Only type of living I know.
Only type of living,
yeah. See, if it was you, you would have killed yourself by now.
Only type, yeah, of living now.
It takes a special kind of motherfucker to live like this. And they ask me how I'm doing. Motherfucker, just take a look around.
Best believe I'm in the building. Building.
I hear you motherfuckers talking and all that, but
No, don't mention me at all.
Yeah, coming loud and loud. And I'm not, you feeling some type of way about it, but
watch your mouth. I dare your ass to say something.
I thought it was all good.
Hey.
But now you motherfuckers crossed the line and kinda
pissing me
all
off.
The fans and all the fame, and though I gave everything to this game, they still complaining. Now what the fuck do y'all expect me to do?
Yeah, there's so much fucking pressure.
It's so much pressure.
It's all in a day's work.
Whole life, all I ever thought about is grinding. Even though my surroundings only show me crime and violence. That was back when a rapper needed guns way more than a stylist. And that was back when I felt like rappers was true motherfucking riders. But even back in the day when I was a fucking youngster, man.
Shit, I was still saying fuck the,
man,
police.
Fuck the police.
Born and raised in the belly of the beast. I had a dream that we was at peace. But I was so wrong. So wrong.
Y'all too wrapped up in the bullshit, I'm biased. Now reality TV is talk about pulpits and choirs. Some of these hoes get less than a fuck when they running their life story by us. It's the worst when I'm in a hotel like a Hilton, sick and tired. And some of these housewives way too fucking desperate. These bitches thinking fame first. I can't knock the hustle shit, it's
all in a day's work.
But that's that shit with potential to make the game worse. Shit is just something about that Hollywood curse. They just thirsty.
Hard times, I double my grind. Fuck the part time. Stay ready for war, I'm on the front line. I'm getting the feeling like it's all mine. It's becoming the only feeling I know.
Only type of living now.
Only type of living I know.
Only type of living now.
Only type of living I know.
Only type of living now.
Only type of living I know.
Only type of living I know.
Let's work. Rich as fuck, but guess what? I'm back to work. Overseas, back home, no time to sleep. I'm back to work. So many people that I love, they want my time, but I gotta work. Some of my friends don't understand. Said I gotta work. Always talk about this in the club, but I'm like, fuck that, I gotta work.
if I haven't been what they think I should be. If the total isn't high enough when they figure me. When I grow old, if there's no gray from worry in my hair, what do I care? What do I care? What do I care? Just as long as you were mine a little while. When the road was long and weary, you gave me a few good miles. What do I care if I miss a goal because I make a slip? I'll still be satisfied because I tasted your sweet lips. What do I care if I never have much money? And sometimes my table looks a little bare. Anything that I may miss is made up for each time we kiss. You love me and I love you, so what do I care? What do I care? Just as long as you were mine a little while. When the road was long and weary, you gave me a few good miles. What do I care if I miss a goal because I make a slip? I'll still be satisfied because I tasted your sweet lips. What do I care if I never have much money? And sometimes my table looks a little bare. Anything that I may miss is made up for each time we kiss. You love me and I love you, so what do I care?
Episode 132, coming at you, Rhyme and Treason Radio, The Motivator, Part 1. DJ Gower might be eating some chips.
That is the sound of a plastic baggie crinkling around.
Okay.
Putting perfectly legal cannabis sativa into a pipe so that I can legally consume it here in the state of California.
Recently legalized in California, where we have a pretty nice day today. Not that hot at all. Overcast, a little rain in the morning. Unheard of for June. In Chico.
Yeah, Sacramento had a spot of rain this morning, which is pretty ridiculous considering that my Facebook notification for the Ram and Treason page popped up with some screenshot of the current temperature on this date from 1 year ago that said it was 107 out. So definitely liking the mid-70s with a light drizzle and some high clouds, feeling a little Portlandy-ish.
Yeah, we'll take it. What you just heard, Soul Coughing. I've never listened to
Hell yeah, Mike Doty, y'all.
Yeah, good shit, man. Holy crap.
Yeah, DJ Matador just starting to turn the corner on his awareness of said 90s alt-rock underground sensation, Soul Coughing.
And before that, a little JC, my man, Johnny Cash.
As a matter of fact, Mike Doty is doing a tour right now where he's going to play the, I believe it's Irresistible Bliss, like the entire album from start to finish. And apparently, I guess he said he's never done that before. So, yeah, Mike Doty, check him out, y'all. Free plug for Mike Doty.
Gotta love the Doty.
People that listen to this podcast, you're welcome.
We're closing out the show. Thanks for listening, if you did. Coming up, some hella fast ripping metal. Warbringer's got a new album, Woe to the Vanquished, the track, it shreds, it's badass.
Exactly. I mean, a band with a name like Warbringer, you just know that that's the kind of shit that, like, the most ripped dude in, like, the New Jersey style fucking, like, tank top, Venice Beach looking motherfucker is got in his earphones. He's just, like, yes. Fucking destroy it, bro.
And also, At the Gates, do you have any knowledge
of
that?
Oh, At the Gates, yeah, those guys are savage.
Yep, straight out of the 90s. Who would have thought that? They were popular, apparently, in the 90s. I didn't know. Until recently. Some new friends will ROM, straight out of Australia, coming up, too. So enjoy. This will motivate me to vacuum my shit.
A band from Australia that isn't Toto?
Yeah. Men at Work? No, I don't know. Shit. Anyway, so when are we going to get together, DJ Gower? July?
Yeah, well, we're going to do it sooner than later because this shit is nowhere near as cool as actually hanging out with you.
Yeah, no kidding.
We're doing this for you, the fans. Do you guys even realize that? The four of you out there? Do you guys even know?
Well, we'll I'll appreciate
all 132 of these fucking podcasts was put out, not for you, but for us. So fuck off.
That's right. So that's why we got the Mega Metal Shredder.
You're not our motivation. We don't want your business. You're not welcome here. This is an exclusive club. For just us to pay money to the internet.
We pay everybody else. $10 a month to Podbean to do this shit.
Yeah.
It's been a month. To the, shit, so what the hell?
To that one guy in Kuala Lumpur. Thank you.
Are you Africa clicking right now?
I don't know. I don't know where Kuala Lumpur is, so I just guessed.
You were doing some language.
Yeah, that may have been plausible. I will not confirm nor deny that.
Anyway, so we're here. We're out.
So what motivates you? What motivates you to listen to this podcast? What motivates you to get the fuck out of bed every morning and go to some shit job and slum your way through 8 to 10 to 12 hours a day of bullshit that you didn't create, that you got to put up with and deal with to fix? Just so that you can go home to a place that you pretty much only get to sleep in. How fucking awesome is that? What a wonderful world we live in, everybody.
You need to come to Chico, dude. The lawn's looking great. I'm looking at many home improvements are made. Yeah. On a daily
basis.
But it's hard to get motivated to do anything, really. So that's what this
podcast is. Well, and like earlier we were talking about it being like 107 and shit, and when it's that hot out, I don't care who you are. Your only motivation is to not be that fucking hot.
Yep, unless you live in that African country you just mentioned. They're probably used to it.
I'm sure there's like a GoFundMe account for them somewhere.
Anyway... Thanks for listening. Me and DJ Gower will get super wasted and hang out someday. Next month, when it will be 107 in this god-awful town. I'm sure.
That's all right, though, because the Sierra Nevada Brewing Company is not far from where you live. And
that's
you'll
true.
Have icy cool refreshments to calm our
I gotta make a Sierra
blood.
Nevada confession. So I bought multiple crawlers at the beer camp. I've had a sampler of the beer camp at the brewery, then got all these crawlers and blacked out off Sierra Nevada beer.
Hell yeah.
Is that possible? I mean, it was like 12, for one of them was 12% or something, but yeah.
Yeah.
So, needless to say, some hardcore shit going down with the beer camp, beers across America, actually the world this time.
So. To our acquaintances across the pond, I heard that, I believe it was Fuller's, there was a collaboration with Fuller's, and that one's supposed to be like, oh, real good. I have yet to have the joy or gratification of trying the new beer camp sampler, but if you see it, buy it for me.
Yeah, you got to go to Chico and get it
Run
on tap.
gmail.com.
But be careful, apparently. Who would have thunk it? I think I got what was the best beer, which was a porter, and pounded it. And, yeah, was done
you
for.
You got a porter?
Yeah, it was that was the best one. It was some...
Nice.
Yeah, it was a porter beer, and it was just unbelievable. Which, who would have thought that, you know?
Definitely well, not. You know, personally, I like porters more than stouts, because I always found stouts to kind of taste too much like burnt coffee.
Yeah, well, I'm an IPA man, pale ale, lagers, that kind of shit. But it's all pretty goddamn good.
I mean, I gotta say, I know DJ Matador, you and I, we've been drinking quality beer for some time, so the whole craft beer craze that is all the buzz these days, I find it so frustrating that everyone is so completely enamored and focused on one type of beer. It's like people only drink IPA.
Oh yeah, it's like
a triple IPA, IPA up your ass, IPA up your eyes. Like, who gives a fuck? Like, I don't care what you call your beer. If it tastes good, it tastes good. You know, however you made it. Is it a red ale? Is it a Irish ale? Is it a Scotch ale? Is it a saison? Is it a sour? I don't know, but when I try it and it tastes good, that's what I want.
Yeah, there is one with yuzu fruit or yuzu fruit from Japan that is no bueno. It is a sour. Out of that sample pack, just to warn you. $21 for 12 beers. I can't.
And then you got like fucking major beer companies like Anheuser or AB InBev now. That are coming in and they're like, oh, okay, so we're trying to buy up breweries, but every time we buy up a brewery, everyone on social media jumps all over it and tells everyone not to go there. Like, Heineken just bought Lagunitas and shit, you know? And Budweiser's trying to put in a craft brewery in Sacramento called, like, Golden Road or some bullshit, right? And they're realizing that strategy isn't as successful for them, so they're switching their game up, and they're actually buying out, like, suppliers and shit that sell the hops to these craft breweries and whatnot, because these motherfuckers are like, fine, if you're going to do it that way, then we're going to own the game of how you get your shit.
Well, all I can say about that, Sierra Nevada, once again, I wish we could get sponsored, have their own hop fields, you know, going on right next to the brewery. Which they make a lot of weird beers with now, so at least there's.
Oh,
that.
They're most definitely the Goliath of the Davids in that sense, but they're still just a David, you know.
Yeah,
they're nothing in comparison to AB and Bev, dude. These guys do billions of dollars a day.
Yeah, I pretty much stopped drinking Sculpin after the acquisition. One, because it's $14 for a six pack. Another, because you know. Support the little guy, the independent businesses. That's all.
Well, that whole like $14 six pack thing, like, kind of started with Dallas Point. There's another brewery that got.
Yeah, that's what
out.
I'm talking about. Sculpin. I don't
know
that anymore.
Exactly.
Just for that fact,
and it was like, you know, before Sculpin came out, craft beer prices were going down. Like a six pack of Sierra Nevada was like $5.99. You know,
yeah,
like a buck
exactly.
of beer.
We're,
right,
yeah,
and then suddenly. Everyone sees Sculpin charging like $12.99, and then now it's like $9.99 for a six pack of anything.
True, except for if you got a Safeway near you, Drake's $7.99.
But in that sense, it starts to become more like wine or whatever, where it becomes more artisanal, and you're seeking out a specific variety or type or make from a specific brewery and. You know, and then it's like a whole hub and tech game of like, where can I go find this beer? This is the beer of the day, and I have to find it. So, I don't know, it's just interesting what, to tie it all in, to say, what motivates people to be craft beer enthusiasts? And when they call themselves that, in most instances, why is it that they only like one type of ale?
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's the thing. I mean, there's some crazy shit being brewed these days everywhere. And the nitro beers. Everything's being nitroed. It's crazy. It's a nitro red, you know? Great stuff.
Yeah. You know, and I mean, it's like, okay, so it's not any better or any worse. It's just now, like, slapping fucking new on the package because the packaging is new, you know?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. So, all right. We're going to play some shredding shit coming at you. Thanks for listening if you did. Part two coming up in a couple weeks. Stay tuned. Rhyme.
Thank you for listening to DJ Gower's rant on the one and only Rhyme.
And Treason.
Yes, sir.
Clean on the side, baby. Everything is alright. I'm tired.
online to the world within us, waiting to be born.
And treason.